Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, Burt Show, your life is a reality TV show, okay? What was the highlight in the reality TV show over the weekend, Abby?
Oh, this weekend, me and my friend decided to go hiking, which I always think is going to be a good idea because I'm somewhat athletic. It never is. Nature really puts all the obstacles in front of you to make sure you look stupid. And that was me this weekend, hiking with a friend. I tripped one too many times. I got a lot of scars, but we had a good time.
Was there a destination in mind, like this glorious lake? Because for me, that's the only great part of hiking is knowing that you're going to get to something beautiful. The hike itself sucks.
Like a waterfall?
Yeah, waterfall, something like that.
Beautiful summit,
yes.
Overlooking something spectacular.
Right.
Yeah, there was a gorgeous waterfall which you had to like traverse to get to. And I saw somebody, because we just got to the ledge because we were like, we're just here for a photo and a good time. And so we make it to the waterfall, but you could go down like a second level. And there was one person down there where it looked like she had quite literally like crossed the river to get to the middle of this big lake with a stone in the middle. She looked like she was having a zen time. She does this every week. But by the time we had gotten to like the baby steps of the waterfall, we were like, I want to go home.
Walking is overrated.
It is.
When my friend Dolvet and I were becoming really good friends, he's black, I'm white. When we finally were starting to open up to each other, and he's like, hey, can I ask you something about white people? And I'm like, yeah, go for it, dude. He's like, why y'all hike?
That's a good question.
Mo, how was your weekend? Your reality TV show, man. What was the highlight?
I would say it's between two moments. But either between Saturday when I went to a pool party and I saw everybody run out of the pool because a guy decided to let his snake loose in the pool.
What?
Okay. So, like a real snake loose, or is this like?
No, it's a real snake.
Oh, okay. Like, oh. You meant like?
Not like, no, like a snake.
A snake snake.
A snake snake.
Oh, like not a trouser snake, but a snake snake.
Like a 20-foot Burmese python
what
snake.
The hell no.
It's always that guy, man.
I thought you meant the same thing. I thought he like dropped his pants or something.
No, real snake. Either between that or finishing my second album. So I had two really good highlights this weekend.
That's great.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I can't wait to hear this snake story. Man, what the hell?
It's a good one.
How is yours, Cass? Reality. Reality TV show is yours. There you are with a jacked up foot. You couldn't do anything this weekend.
I can't beat a 20-foot Burmese python getting loose. But it was my husband's birthday, so we celebrated. And we went up to this really cool specialty store that he's been looking at. It's for something called Gundam. So if you're into the anime scene, you know about it. This is a huge online store that just opened up a brick and mortar about an hour north of us. And he found something super rare that he wanted for his birthday, so that was a highlight.
Okay.
Seeing how happy he was. Yeah,
super cool. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my kid to poop in a Target. That's the other highlight. That's a battle no one wants to fight. I'd rather go hiking with Abby.
Just so scared to like actually go. But
let's just leave it at traumatic. Okay. And we'll move on. Right.
Kristen, how was yours?
It was great. It was a low-key weekend. There was nothing on the books, which is like spectacular because it's been so just insanely busy lately. But we got to hang out with some friends on Sunday, and Jimmy got to hang out with a little buddy that's about 6 months older than him, and just the two of them chasing each other. Like, you know how you have like those core memories? So for me, it was just the two of them chasing each other around the kitchen island, just yelling and screaming and having the best time. So yeah, Jimmy just made a friend. So that was the highlight of my weekend.
Yeah, sometimes I think those memories right there are like they stick with you way more than like going on the big vacations or anything like that.
It was really sweet.
Yeah. So for our 7-year, hey, this is when we met each other anniversary. Tiffany and I, my fiance and I, went up to Toronto this weekend, which is really awesome. It was really awesome. Went to go see Niagara Falls.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's really amazing. And I've had a chance to see it now from both sides, the United States and the Canadian side. And the Canadian side kicks ass. Yeah. The New York side, you can only see like, you have to like sort of angle yourself to the left and you can only see one side. And on the Canadian side, it's just really super overwhelming. And we were going to go up into the CN Tower. There's an observation deck up there. I think it's, I don't know, it's something crazy, like 200 stories high and you get to see all of Toronto, but you have to buy tickets in advance and it's always a hot ticket. So I got mine before we left and we spent 45 minutes in the line to get up there and we get to the front and I show the woman our tickets. She's like, you bought tickets for the observation deck in Niagara Falls, not here downtown Toronto. So sorry.
Wow.
You aren't going anywhere.
Of course you did.
Of course I did. But outside of that, it was a, it's a really great weekend. It was, what?
I'm just thinking, after 7 years, has she now learned that whenever you buy a ticket for something, she needs to look at it first before you go?
She really should. Yeah. And I, you know,
or just buy it. Like, don't even let you buy it.
I hit at about 97%, but that 3% is a real pain in the ass. But it was a good weekend in Toronto.
The Burt Show.